I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Tomorrow, it's Seattle Rock Day.
Yeah. My favorite day of the year on the Rock. We get to enjoy some of the best Northwest music.
Yeah, and we're also helping out for the second year in a row, and I hope we do this pretty much every Rock Day in the future, because Smash is a great organization that helps out musicians who just don't get affordable and proper health care that they need, and they give us so much, these local musicians. The least we can do is help them be able to take care of themselves, and that's what Smash is all about, and we're going to be raising money for them, as well as playing great local music tomorrow.
Some cool stuff tomorrow that we'll be sharing with everybody, like some autographed and some awesome pieces of memorabilia that'll be auctioned off, and we'll give you all the deets. But if you're a fan of Pearl Jam and Mudhoney and other bands like that, you're definitely going to want to check it out.
All the info is at KISW.com.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B-Mix. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B-Mix. You're a loser.
It is time to B-Mix.
But maybe we could whack him instead, because it's Wednesday.
Whack it.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
All right. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Rich in Bellevue. Rich, are you there?
Rich.
Hello, Rich.
Rich.
I got him engaged.
Rich?
I don't hear him.
Yeah.
Rich, are you there?
There he is.
Nice! Perfect!
All
right.
Where were you?
He's been here all along! All right, Steve.
Fair.
Get out of here!
Yeah. Whack it.
For those playing at home, Rich will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Rich, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What contestant-based reality television series airing in the United States originated in Holland?
Pass.
What U.S. state was the first Six Flags? Where was the Six Flags? In what U.S. state was the first Six Flags theme park located?
Texas.
Yes. In 2021, Queen Latifah rebooted which old Edward Woodward TV role?
Queen Latifah? Equalizer?
Yes. Linguistics is the scientific study of what?
Language.
Yes. What 73 Michael Crichton film was turned into a 2016 HBO TV series?
Pass.
The East Siberian Sea is located in which ocean?
East Siberian Sea? Black Ocean?
No.
Oh. Atlantic?
No.
Pacific?
No. How many fingers total does Mickey Mouse have?
Oh, boy. 3.
No.
4.
No. 1, 2, 3, correct.
He said total.
Yeah.
He's such a jerk.
I said total. Yeah. So,
You kind of suck.
Oh, that's rude. Crap. Mickey, you're very mean.
I know I am. I'm the South Park, Mickey.
Well, keep the language there pretty fine there, Mr. Mickey. All right. Steve's back.
It's cold in here, I tell you.
A little chilly?
Yeah. Turkeys are done.
Wow. Yeah, they really are.
Yeah. I did not need to know that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not... I don't...
Yeah, Steve's at attention.
I'm sick.
Steve, are you ready?
Wow.
Okay. Getting it done early. Which contestant-based reality TV series airing in the United States originated in Holland?
The Amazing Race.
No.
Survivor.
No.
Which contestant-based reality?
Big Brother. No. In what U.S. state was the first Six Flags theme park located?
U.S. state. No. New Jersey.
No.
California.
No.
New York?
No. In 2021, Queen Latifah rebooted which old Edward Woodward TV role?
Oh, we gave it a shot and haven't gone back. The Equalizer.
Yes. Linguistics is the scientific study of what?
Language.
Yes. What 73 Michael Crichton film was turned into a 2016 HBO TV series?
Shameless?
No.
Jack Reacher?
No.
Tom Clancy?
No. The East Siberian
Sea. Jack Ryan?
No. The East Siberian Sea is located in which ocean?
Atlantic?
No.
Pacific?
No.
Indian?
No. How many fingers total does Mickey Mouse have?
Eight?
Yes. In Alice in Wonderland, what game does the Queen of Hearts order Alice to play?
Duck, Duck, Goose.
No. And Steve, wow, you get three correct, and it's a tie.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Man.
Not a good running for everyone there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tough go for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. And he left. He thought he lost, but he didn't lose.
I think we all tied. Lost with that one.
Yeah, we sure did.
I guess I could have been a little more specific when I said the contestant-based reality television series. I could have said singing-based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would have been better.
Yeah.
That would have been a lot better because there's so many things that, because Survivor, I don't think, started in this country. Big Brother didn't start in this country. Like, there's a lot of shows that didn't start here.
Yeah, and I didn't think about that until Steve started answering with, Survivor and Amazing Race and all the other ones.
So, are we American Idol?
No. The Voice. The Voice.
Yeah. That started in Holland?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Steve, the first Six Flags theme park was in Texas.
That's where all my exes are.
Yeah.
I've actually been to the one in Jersey, though. The Great Adventure.
Great Adventure was awesome.
They had when I was there.
Great American Coaster.
I didn't do it. Well, I did like two of the coasters because, vomiting.
Yeah.
But they had like a safari there. You could go through and check out all the animals.
Animals
and stuff.
Would wreck your car.
Yeah, it was really cool.
My dad, we went once.
Really?
Once. And he's like, I'm never going to do this stupid safari again.
Did it ruin the car? Or?
Nothing awful, but he's like a monkey on his hood. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, what the hell's going on here?
That's awesome.
Roseanne, you didn't tell me animals were going to be on my car.
That is so awesome.
BJ, you know this one, the 73 Michael Crichton film that turned into the 2016 HBO series.
So really, is Westworld 5 years old?
Yeah.
Wow, I can't believe it was 5 years ago pretty much that the first season debuted. That's nuts. Yeah, Westworld, great show.
Yep. And then the East Siberian Sea is located in which ocean?
I don't know. I'd say the Indian?
No, that was already said.
Caspian.
How about the Atlantic?
No, that was already said too.
How about the Schlemke Ocean?
Yes. No, Vicky actually said it off mic. It's the Arctic Ocean.
Woo!
Yeah.
Good job, Vicky.
Yeah, there's an ocean up there.
I did not know that.
And then finally, Alice in Wonderland, the Queen of Hearts makes Alice play.
I think Danny or Vicky should know this.
Yeah, I mean,
croquet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Croquet.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Crotchet.
Croquet. Crotchet. No.
Crotchet.
You deserve your tie on this
Using
one,
a flamingo as a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Off with the heads. All right.
Oh, that's a great impression.
Well, thank you very much. I'm working on my Queen of Hearts there.
You're doing a great job. Thanks. All right. Well, there you go. Thanks.
There you go.
Thanks for coming. Yeah, there you go.
Whack it.
That's perfect. All right. So here's what's going on. I used to make fun of Vicky all the time because she's a double screener, maybe even a triple screener when it comes to watching shows. And it turns out the world is like Vicky. Yay. 9 out of 10 people now say they use their phone or their tablet while they're watching TV.
Oh. I'm guilty, which
is a new survey. I am so not that guy.
I know you're like you pay attention to the show you watch, which is crazy. Like these days, like no one does that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, every once in a while I'll pick up my phone to like look at IMDb if I see an actor in a show that I'm watching. Right. Like, oh, I need to find out who this is. But yeah, I'm not like, I'm not doing something else while a show is on in the background usually. I did recently, which I thought, oh my God, I'm having a Vicky moment because I the last season of Archer, I actually was doing some other stuff, basically unpacking video games, and I threw it on in the background. I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm Vicky, because I really wasn't paying attention to the show that much. I was just listening to it.
It's like wallpaper.
Yeah. And I that's the first time I think I've done that in, I don't know how long, if forever.
My wife gave me a hard time the other day because I was watching, shockingly, wrestling on television. And while I'm watching the WWE on television, I'm on my phone and I'm watching wrestling on my phone. And she's like, are you watching a wrestling match on your phone while watching wrestling on television? I'm like, yeah, well, they're in the middle of like a talk spot that I'm not really feeling. So I want to watch my buddy's match. He just posted on YouTube.
Oh, that's so good. That's like, so that,
you
that's
have
amazing.
A problem.
Yeah. You want to know a problem? I'm embarrassed. I will have the TV on. I will be playing this little like coin matchy whatever app game on my tablet, and then I'll have TikTok and just swipe at, with like one finger as I'm playing the game.
You gotta figure out how to use your feet for these things now.
Right, almost. Yeah. Like if I get another screen, I may have to.
Or you could just make your little brother do it for you. Just swipe. He, teach him how to swipe for you.
He does know. He knows. Cool. Well, and he knows how to heart. Like when I watch TikTok with him, because there's some videos that I show him that he loves, he'll heart them.
Oh, that's funny.
So he knows how to do all that already.
That's crazy. Dude, the idea that you can do three things at once, Vicky, that is just that. My head explodes just thinking about, like, how are you able to really be good at any of that?
Which is funny because, like, my head explodes if I don't. I have to.
Well, that's the problem, too, man. Like, sometimes I'll be watching something. I'm like, I have no idea. It's like me with reading. Like, I'll read a chapter and I'll have to go back and start reading the chapter again because I looked at the words and I read them, but I do not understand anything that just happened in the last chapter. And it's time for television. I'm like, I just watched the last 15 minutes of the show, and I don't know what's going on. Even my wife's like, so what's happening? Because she'll walk in. I'm like, I have no idea. She's like, aren't you watching? I'm like, I mean, I'm staring at the screen. I mean, technically, yes, I'm watching the show. Nothing was comprehended, though.
Which man. I think it's just really nice that we have the ability, because everything's either on streaming or we have on demand that you can just rewind it if there is a you did miss.
Oh, I'll just go on Wikipedia and read like the synopsis of what I missed.
Yeah, or I'll just turn it off and stop watching the show altogether. Yeah, this is just terrible. It could be the best show in the world, and I'm like, nah, this is done.
Yeah, I have a lot of shows where I've given it a shot, and I'm like, I'm feeling this. And I've yet to go back. I haven't gone back to that one show with the thing.
The Equalizer?
No, the show you guys are watching. That you were,
The superhero one.
Yeah.
I'm blanking right now. Why am I blanking on it? I know it.
The Boys?
No.
No. Oh. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. No.
I tried that. We lasted like 5 minutes. With my wife Brendan fell asleep, Frazier. So we haven't gone back. Yeah, Brendan Fraser show.
Doom Patrol.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that was killing me.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't watched it again?
No.
No, there you go.
I liked it.
Yeah, well, that's good news. Who knows? Maybe someday episode two will come your way. How about 25% of the people who I love say that they're using their phone to text other people about what they're watching while they're watching it? Hey, guess what I'm doing? I'm watching this.
Oh, I'll do that while watching a Seahawks game. Yeah. I'm texting with Danny and my buddy J-Mac all the time.
See, that to me is different because, I mean, a live sporting event, there's downtime a little bit, and it's a camaraderie thing, I guess. That makes sense to me as opposed to, I don't know, maybe I'm watching a show that I'm not watching. It just seems like, oh, okay, cool, you're watching that.
There are a lot of curse words between Steve and I during Seahawks. Yeah. Yes. Both excited and not.
Yeah, especially during that little that rough patch. Yeah.
See, you mean what, the whole season?
Wow. They went 12-4. There was
Oh, I'm sorry. That whole season was a rough patch, including the one playoff game.
Five games were a rough patch. The other 12 were not rough patches.
Oh, I don't know what you were watching.
I was watching the same team that won a Super Bowl with the same kind of vibe. Like they would play terrible and then pull it off at the end.
Oh. Yeah, well, you know, you and I have a different opinion of this season. They were not a 12-4 team. That you talk about an inflated record.
But anyway, they were not, but they were. The proof is in the pudding, Mr. Science.
The poop is in the pudding, ladies and gentlemen.
Proof, that's not the poop.
Did you say proof or poop?
Yeah, proof. What kind of weirdo eats poop?
Wow. Well, you own one, right? You own a little dog, and you don't know what she does.
I know she's not eating pudding poop.
Oh, all right, well, there you go.
All right,
you
then.
Know what? At least you got that going for you. Okay, well, on that note, it is time for Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? Because the poop is in the pudding. You call us and text at 917 on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Whole Foods. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. If you want your voice to be heard, you got to follow Steve's rule.
And it's to show some energy and bring it, BJ. Otherwise, we're going to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
All right, we got a text message from someone who says, did you see what Shaquille O'Neal just did? He rates as the greatest celebrity ever, if you ask me. I did. And
what did he do?
If you go on, it's on SportsCenter's Facebook page, and they just said Shaquille O'Neal saw this young man buying an engagement ring and decided to pay for it.
Wow.
So he just, like, swooped in at this jewelry store while this guy was about to pay for an engagement ring, handed his credit card to the employee, and just says, here, I'll take care of it.
Wow.
Doesn't know the guy.
Oh. I wonder how many times, I mean, this is the first time we've heard about this. I wonder how many times he's done something like this.
Well, that's the awesome part, BJ. So I go to the comments on SportsCenter's page, and there's just a thread of people saying, oh, low-key, Shaq has been doing stuff like this forever. Like, he just doesn't usually get noticed for it because he's not doing it to get the spotlight. He just does it because he's got money and he likes to help people out. Someone said
wow.
that, like, I used to not like Shaq, but back when he was in Miami, I heard that he used to bring a tractor trailer full of toys to poor neighborhoods and give them out and never sought publicity for it. I've loved him ever since.
Mm. That's pretty amazing. Cool.
Not nearly as awesome, but maybe even more awesome if you're into bachelor parties. I mean, look, the other one was for kids, but this one's just for alcohol. But I guess someone said, Shaq is the man. He paid my buddy's bachelor party bill when he saw them out in Vegas celebrating. My buddy went to pay the bill, and it was already paid. They didn't even know Shaq saw them. The concierge just said, hey, Shaq took care of everything.
Whoa.
How great. Imagine being that rich where you could just do that. Like, you just spread cheer in the most random ways. Like, that'd be you're amazing. About to buy an engagement ring, which could be anywhere from $1,000 to $4,000 or even more. Here's my card. I'll take care of it.
Damn,
no questions.
Dude.
He didn't even say hi to the guy. He barely said hi. Like, fist bumped him afterwards and then took a picture.
That's amazing. That's cool. So you hear about, you know, Keanu Reeves being that kind of guy. This is pretty next level. This is pretty, I mean, there's a lot of dough flying around for this one.
I just love the bachelor party one. I can only imagine, like, that was like, I mean, that's a dent in the wallet. I mean, Joe would probably attest to that. He goes to Vegas a lot. He's nodding his head very aggressively. I would imagine that was a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah. And like you said, you're rich enough like Shaq. Why not?
Right.
That's awesome.
How do we get Shaq to Seattle?
And just follow us around. Or how do we know where Shaq... We need a Shaq finder.
There we go.
And we just go places.
Develop that app, man.
The Shaq finder. And then you just start buying something that's expensive. And then if Shaq leaves, you just say, I changed my mind. I don't want this.
Oh, good call. Yeah. As soon as they go, okay, I'll take your credit card. You're like, oh, yeah, never mind. I was, yeah. And then the guy will know. The guy will go, oh, do you think Shaq was going to pay for it, you cheapskate?
Right.
No, get out of here.
We're on to you. We saw that you had the app, the Shaq Finder.
Shaq Finder.
Someone just texted him wanting to know if we could get a happy birthday. He says, good morning, everyone. Any chance I could get a belated happy birthday from Vicky? Aww. My birthday was on Monday, but I don't think you guys were in studio. Yes, we were.
Yeah.
But he says also, like, Sarah, my birthday lasts all month long. Thank you if you can. And if not, keep doing what you guys are doing. Hands down, the best radio show ever. Much love. from Ghost 617.
That's too bad you didn't send it to us on Monday. We were here. We would have done it. But we'll do it now, I suppose. You ready, Vic?
Feliz cumpleaños, Fantasma 617. Ay, papi. I actually said his name in Spanish.
I heard.
Yeah.
Wow. Very fancy.
Uno siete?
Mm-hmm. Fantasma.
Fantasma. Oh, that's what ghost means?
Yeah, fantasma.
Oh, man, that's cool. Oh. Because I know a wrestler, he goes by El Fantasmo.
That's there you awesome. Go.
So he's the ghost. Ghost.
The ghost. Or the phantom, which is kind of the same thing.
Nice. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999.
Someone has a question for you, BJ.
All right.
They said, I noticed that they're making a remake of Kung Fu that premieres tonight on the CW. I know you mentioned before that you're a big fan of the original 1970 series. Are you going to watch it?
Yes, I will. I'm going to watch it with my wife. It is, we really love the old show. It's really, really cool. It's on the CW network, which
means
it's going to be CW drama probably, but I'm going to give it a shot. I mean, maybe it'll still have enough good stuff in there. The cool thing I liked about Kung Fu is there were a lot of great lessons. I'm sure that the choreography is going to be good because I watch shows like Into the Badlands, and man, the martial arts photography has definitely improved a whole lot since the original Kung Fu. So that'll be good. I'm just hoping there's some of the cool lessons, you know, that might be thrown in there. You know, I know they got to modernize. It's probably going to be a kid show. It's going to be a show where my wife and I are going to go, you know what? These kids are in high school. What are we doing? What are we watching a high school show for?
It's going to be a lot of love story drama going on, I bet. That's just what the CW is all about. High school love story drama.
But I mean, there are shows like The Flash that still give me enough of my Flash to sort of be okay with all the drama. I'm hoping that we get some good, martial arts, Asian wisdom that the old show had, as well as some really good choreography. I mean, the fight scenes should be good.
No, I'm looking at some of the trailer for it. The fight scenes look awesome.
Yeah, so that's I have high hopes for that. But then again, we'll see. My wife will be the ultimate test.
Dude, speaking of the CW, so we have one show that we watch on the CW. We fell in love with it on Netflix, so I had no idea that it was even a CW show. But now the new season's happening, so we're watching it on CW as opposed to binging it on Netflix. And it's that show called All American. It's like based loosely on a true story of a high school football player.
Oh, okay.
You know, from kind of a tough area in Los Angeles, like Crenshaw High. And then he eventually gets shipped off to Beverly Hills High. But in the past seasons, there was a lot of football and like good, fun, like action scenes on the football field that made it worth putting up with some of the dumb high school romance drama. This season, it seems like all it is just dumb high school drama.
Yeah, welcome to the CW.
I know. And it's like, I don't want to give up on this show because like we've invested our time into it. And it's not terrible, but I'm just like, oh, man. I don't want to watch someone have high school drama. I'm not in high school anymore.
I think they're finally listening to the fact that maybe that some of their audience isn't like, high school, college, because Superman and Lois at least is drama, but it's parent drama. Mm-hmm. And yes, they have high schoolers. And of course, so there's still more high school drama, but it's parent and high school drama. And there you at least go, all right, as a parent, I can relate to having high schoolers that are going through their crap. But mostly, man, yeah, Steve, it is. Oh, look, I mean, there's a target audience that loves that stuff. I mean, they know who they're broadcasting to, but man, it's tough if you're an old guy like myself sitting there going, young female problems doesn't really seem to be in my wheelhouse. It doesn't hit me at all.
It sometimes makes you feel awkward. It's like that time that you and I and a few others from the show, we went to go see, I think it was
House Bunny.
The House Bunny.
Yes.
And we were in a theater just with solely just high school girls.
Yeah, that was awkward.
It was so weird because it's this movie wasn't meant for us, but we were going to interview Anna Faris, and it was just so cheesy.
Oh,
and like I was like, man, can we get out of here?
Yeah,
I mean, I feel like the House Bunny, it's more for college girls, not high school girls. So it wasn't made for them either.
I think it was the house. Was it the House Bunny?
Yeah,
it was House Bunny. Yeah, it was. Yeah. But the thing is that it felt like stranger danger. I felt like, oh my gosh, these poor girls are like, what are these old guys doing in here?
Right.
Because there's a lot of, young women in the movie, and, they're young women. And, Steve, I felt so awkward in that movie theater. It was just us. It was like a screener or something. I don't know. It was just us three and then three girls.
No, it was
like
middle of the day.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was very awkward.
206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. Brian and DuPont, you are on the Rock. Brian.
Hello,
Brian.
This is Brian. So last Friday, I turned 50. I've been married for 29 years. I've always wanted a Harley. My wife never would want me to get one. I walked into the Harley dealership and drove out with a new Harley. Didn't tell her a word.
How'd that go?
So I didn't tell her on my birthday, of course, because I didn't want to ruin that.
Yeah.
But I had to keep sneaking around, telling her I was going for walks, and I'd jump on my Harley and go for a ride.
How long did that go on? How did you do that for a week, 2 weeks, a month?
Three days.
Okay.
Because unfortunately she ended up getting the insurance bill.
Oh.
Before I could hide it. She's like, well, and I traded my car on it too, so she's wondering, where's your car?
I'm into walking now. Like, screw cars, I want to walk everywhere.
Dude, you that is pretty epic. So how did she take it when she found out that you went and did it, then you lied about it, you hid it? I mean, this doesn't go over well.
Well, she calls it my death trap.
Oh, there you go.
But for 2 days or so, she wouldn't talk to me. I was in the doghouse. She doesn't like me bringing up the bike at all, but it's kind of okay now.
Would you say
it's kind of okay now? Because she's not really saying a whole lot to you, but you know she's pissed.
Oh, yeah. She hits around.
Man, I don't feel bad about ordering a T-shirt without my wife knowing anymore.
You know, Steve, you got that guy. Did you know how to ride at all? Did you ever ride before getting this Harley?
Years ago, 20-some years ago, I rode, but it's been a long time.
Well, at least you have some experience. I mean, if this was the first time you'd ever ridden a bike, how old are you?
50.
Oh, 50, yeah. So
you turned 50, yeah.
I think that would have tripped me out, too, if all of a sudden it's like, you've never done this before. But if you've done it before, hopefully she can find some solace in that. And you've been waiting a long time, and... You know, it's an interesting thing, man. Some people do that. They go, you know what? I'm going to do what I want to do, but I'm not going to be confrontational about it and try to hide it as long as you can. I could never be that guy. I would never be able to. I would fight like hell to get what I want, and I would make it a beating, and finally I'd get what I want. But I can never go behind somebody's back like that. Not for something as big of a purchase as that.
That's not me either. That's what surprises me. When I was walking out, I was like, what the hell did I just do?
That's hilarious.
On a bike.
Well, dude.
So, hey, now that you've had it, you're in the doghouse, you kind of got past that. Was it all worth it?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. I jump on that bike every day after work, and I ride it for about 30 minutes or so. It's well worth it.
Well, hopefully she can realize how important it is to you, dude. I mean, I know she's afraid that you're going to get hurt, but you know what, man? A lot of people ride and don't get hurt at all, so hopefully she can figure that out.
To show her anger, at one point she threatened to take wood down and set it on fire under my bike.
Okay, then. She is really pissed. Okay. Well, appreciate the call, Brian. Hopefully you and the bike are still alive in a week.
And fingers crossed you hit that 30th wedding anniversary.
Yeah. Wow. That's old school, though.
Going online and I'm ordering goalie pads. Inspired me.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Just blame that dude.
That's right.
Oh, man.
At least it's not a Harley, babe.
That's how you look at it, Steve. You go ahead. See how that works out for you.
It's not going to work out well at all, BJ.
That's what I figured. Listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls and more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW,
The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose.
You pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Oh, this text is it's inspired by the last conversation we had with that caller about him buying a Harley Davidson without his wife knowing. So they were wondering, this is really a good topic. What major purchase have you hid from your partner, if any?
Ooh.
Boy, it's been a while. Usually board game purchases.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Some of my T-shirt ones were given to me by my friend.
Ricky Anderson?
Yeah, it's more just like, okay, I don't want to, she's not going to get really mad about it. It's just more of those, like, I don't want to deal with the eye rolling kind of things. I'm like, I swear, the band gave me this shirt.
That's kind of about how where I'm going to be if I don't get something specific for my birthday. I've already kind of hinted that I want this very expensive wearable Infinity Gauntlet. And if I don't get it on my birthday, I'm going to buy it for myself.
So the pressure's on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's not cheap. It's like $300. So,
whoa! Yeah. Yes.
But I could wear it and the gems like are removable. This thing is fantastic.
I did just purchase a custom bomber jacket with my name on the back of it for my wrestling attire.
What?
Yes.
Not
yet.
Now, it was it was $50. I still haven't sprung that information. I think I'll wait until it shows up.
But that's for your like when you do your gigs, right?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't know if I was just giant Steve Miggs on the back of it.
Oh yeah,
that looks amazing.
That's fantastic.
I'm very excited about this.
Can tell.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, yeah, well, but that's for your job.
Oh yeah, you know I'm paying the bills with my wrestling, BJ.
Oh, that's a good point. All right, well. And yeah, I guess you're right. I was trying to help out.
I'll wear it at work, and then it is for the job.
Totally. Oh, there we go. Because that will, that looks perfect at work. In case anybody forgets who you are.
Exactly. You know, when eventually I start bringing in people from work again, like start to work into that phase of having coworkers back again, they might have forgot who we are.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've got this jacket to be able to go, hey, you know what? You don't have to worry about not knowing my name. It's right in the back.
It's right in the back. So when I'm at the urinal, they know who's peeing.
That's also true. And then it also serves enough to let them know that you're good with being body slammed.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can touch me if you want.
What?
Flag that.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said I bought half a cow and didn't ask. Got in trouble, but hey, meat in my mouth, so it's worth it.
Bought half a cow.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of meat.
Whoa, that is a lot of meat, yeah.
And a lot of money, depending on where you go and what kind of cow you get.
Is it?
Yeah, because we got a deal on ours, but overall, it's like at least...
a Groupon to negotiate?
Well, no, we knew my aunt was the one who bred the cow. Oh, okay. So my aunt gave us a discount, but overall, it's at least over $1,000 for a full cow. And that's...
For the cow meat.
For the cow meat, everything, because you have to pay for the butcher, then you have to pay for the guy who actually slaughters the cow, you pay for the actual cow, so it adds up.
It's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people getting money. A
lot of people getting their hands in that cow.
But how much does that feed you for? Like, how long does that last?
It could last you a full year, depending on how big your family is.
That's not a bad deal.
No.
All right, as long as the meat keeps, that's all that matters.
Yummy.
One time she says guns mostly. It's always an interesting conversation when she finds them from Derek. Just like someone gave them to you.
Yeah, I don't know if Derek is a collector or he just likes shooting different kind of guns, but that hobby can be up there. That can be up there for an expense, no doubt about it. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
Okay, this person has a good one. I just came across a list of the 10 most surprising TV deaths, and I was curious what you guys think. I think I'm on the same line as Steve, and it's Charlie from the TV show Lost. Yes, that's mine.
You know,
that's a kind of surprise one, yeah.
And it's funny, I just pulled the list up in front of me here, and Charlie's not on there.
I'm not happy about that.
I wonder why, because that was really, a lot of us were just like, oh, no, not Charlie. Now, maybe because of how Lost ended, or is it over 10 years? I can't remember. I know it's over 10 years since it premiered, but when was the last episode of Lost? Is it just that people don't care anymore?
I don't know.
Because I'm looking at some of the things on this list, and frankly, I think that the Charlie death ranks up there with some of these and should be on this list.
That was such a shocking moment. I think because you're like, oh, he's no longer dealing with his heroin stuff. And then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah, that was a big one. I think number one, yeah, a lot of you may not have seen this, but for the people that were fans of this show, and it's become quite a joke because it seems like every time this actor, it seems like they kill this actor off who's a really good actor, and you go, oh my gosh, I'm going to watch this show based on this actor, and then they end up killing him off, And this was from Game of Thrones, where we thought this is a show featuring Sean Bean. And, you know, he was in Lord of the Rings. And this is another fantasy show with dragons and whatever. We thought, oh, Sean Bean is going to be the star of this show. No, he's not.
Well, he was.
Did they kill everyone off?
Kind but of, he yeah.
was, we didn't know. I mean, unless you read the book, Steve, you that didn't know start. This was. You didn't know this was Game of Thrones' thing. You just didn't realize this is what George R.R. Martin did. So yeah, he Ned Stark. I mean, it was like, wow, he's a big star, and he did. Okay, now what do I do? And it didn't end there. No, it didn't.
Ooh, how about Valerie? Is that one on there? Valerie from, and then they eventually changed the show to Hogan Family.
No, that's not on there either. Though there is a sitcom that's on there with a female star that that made number 10 on this list.
Oh, it's got to be Roseanne.
Yeah, and it's only because she was an idiot. I mean,
the Valerie one, I was a kid, of course. It's like 80s sitcom, so I know that's like not.
Nobody knows who you're. I mean, if anybody knows Valerie, I'd be surprised.
It had six seasons, man. So it started off as the show was called Valerie, yeah. And then she got into like a contract dispute behind Valerie Harper. And decided not to come back. So then when the show came back, they killed her off in a car crash.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, you're like, what the hell is going on? So then they called it Valerie's Family. And then they were like, well, screw that. We're not even giving her any acknowledgement.
No, she's done.
So then it became the Hogan Family.
Yeah, just like Roseanne's now the Connors. They're just like, screw that.
Yeah.
We're taking it. You're completely done. No, she did not get in there, unfortunately. No Valerie. Bill Hendrickson and Big Love, never watched the show. I heard it's a good show, but I never watched it. So he's number two on the list for the most surprising deaths. Number three, Charlie, I think, should be ahead of this. I know it's a great show. I watched it, and the Maria LaGuardia character was definitely a very shocking death on Dexter. But I feel like more people watched Lost.
Ooh, someone brought up a good Charlie. Point. Technically, Charlie was dead the whole time.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, now we're going
into the whole right. thing of whether it's like purgatory or whatever.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Just in case you were wondering, the last episode of Lost premiered May of 2010.
Gosh. The last episode. So it's over 11 years ago that ended. That could be why Charlie's not on the list. It could be that a lot of people just don't even remember or care.
Ooh, how about Kenny from South Park?
Was that really shocking?
No.
Considering how many times he's died,
right? I think the second or third time you were like, yeah, that's funny. Though they don't kill him nearly as much anymore. You know,
every episode. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, nope. You guys remember Susan Ross from Seinfeld?
Oh, she was engaged to George, and she licked stamps. Spoiler alert!
That was kind of a shocking death because it was the toxic stamps that did her in,
and it was a silly sitcom. You weren't expecting anyone to be killed off on that show,
right?
And here's the thing, man: it's another one of those Valerie moments where it was a problem. I guess the Jason Alexander said, who played Costanza, said they killed her off because she was tough to work with. The actor Heidi Swedberg. So that's why they ended up killing her off with the stamps. Huh. Nobody wanted to work with her anymore. Maude Flanders of The Simpsons was a shocker.
How bad of an actress or actor do you have to be that they're like, you know what? We don't want to deal with you. We're just going to kill you off.
Yeah, dude. And
it seems kind of like a Larry David thing, though, to do.
Screw it. Kill her off.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right, Steve. It's like, wow, you're on one of the most successful shows ever, and you can't figure that out. Okay, you guys never watched Nurse Jackie, but yes, nope. The Jackie character that was a shock. We didn't expect that to happen.
So the show just ends at that point, right?
Pretty much.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Did anybody watch Boardwalk Empire besides me?
Nope.
Okay, then. Jimmy and Nucky are not going to mean a thing to
you. No idea who they are.
Jimmy Darmody was his character. That was a shock. Anybody watch House of Cards?
No.
So then Zoe is not going to really mean much to you.
Oh, and someone going back to the Seinfeld one, someone brought up a good point. It wasn't stamps, it was the envelopes, right?
Yep.
And, all right, I've got one from the Sopranos. Anybody remember a shocking death from the Sopranos?
The ending.
We still don't know if he's dead.
We don't know, yeah.
He could be in purgatory with the lost people.
Gosh, I can't think of anyone.
Yeah, this one was a shocker. You forget about it. Christopher Moltisanti. Christopher, you know, who was he Tony's nephew? I think he was. And there was like, you'd never thought that would happen, and that happened. And then, and Roseanne, of course, I told you about.
A texter said, hey, how about Martin Riggs and the new Lethal Weapon show? Yeah, that was just I feel like there's like a true Hollywood story to go on about that show, how it just imploded, like, right at the end. Like, the two stars did not get along.
Yeah.
They killed off the one guy to make, Damon Wayans happy, and then he quits the show, and then the show's over.
Yeah. You're absolutely right, dude. That show, from what I understand, was really getting good reviews.
It was awesome.
And it just got destroyed.
So I said, what about Steve getting killed off the BJ and Migs show because his wife just found his bomber's jacket?
Very true. That's a shocking death coming up in a future episode. All right, we have a question that needs to be answered, and it is about Ryan Castle and Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Yes, what do they have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:49 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Flamin' Hot Cheetos have in common?
It's got to be the hot part, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know someone thinks it's the flaming part.
Well, there's a word that comes after flaming. Begins with an A and ends with a whole... no, never mind. No one would ever say that. No one would ever say that. Come on, Steve.
Texters, they both leave a mess on Steve's fingers.
Yeah, that's true.
Both leave Steve's fingers orange. Damn gingers.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't know the ginger part rubbed off on people, though.
It does.
I had no idea either, but okay then. We have a lovely story. On Sunday, a six-year-old kid in Montana was eating a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos and found a bullet in the bag.
Take that, shrimp tail guy.
Yeah. This is, there's in the photo of the bullet, you can actually see that it has Flamin' Hot Cheeto dust stuck in some of the grooves. So, the kid's dad, whose name is Bowhorn Weasel.
That's not his name.
Or is it Bowhorn?
Get out.
That's his name. Bowhorn Weasel reached out to Frito-Lay on Facebook and said, hey, man. This is what's up. So they sent him a kit to have the bullet tested. And Bo says, I don't want any money. He just wants Frito-Lay to know about this. And they're like, yeah. At least I like
you
the
sure
way
that
they...
isn't one of Bowhorn Weasel's bullets?
Yeah.
Did he just misplace one?
I feel like you have a point. It seems like Bo is the kind of guy, maybe he dropped it in the bag. Ryan Castle, he's about to drop a 12-pack on you. That's up next.
Yeah.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
You think that's how Russell Wilson ends every conversation?
Yes.
Hey, Russell, do you need any milk at the store? No, go Hawks.
Talking to his mom. Like, hey, happy Mother's Day, Mom. It's been good. All right, I got to go. It's good talking to you.
Go Hawks.
You don't think, after he has, like, a wonderful time with Ciara that, you know, it's like, you know.
What do you think? They're just in the throes of passion, all that is saying, and back and forth, they're just like.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Yeah, I do. I really do.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.